ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। Together. You ready? Say yes.
Yes.
Put your finger here.
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare.
From birth to old age to death.
What What are you?
I'm in
boyhood. Okay, so I'm from boyhood. And then what comes after that?
Then
youth.
Yeah.
Then old age.
Old age. And
okay, so boyhood to youth, old age. Similarly.
Similarly, the soul passes through bodies, but it never.
To another body.
To another body.
At the time of death.
Yeah.
Dehi no asmin yata dehe. Krishna's saying, just as the soul passes from boyhood to youth to old age, similarly the soul passes in another body of death. That's so funny.
We were just contemplating how everyone's in the boyhood and youth state right now, and how it just like. You know, as it goes
on. Pretty fast.
Oh, it goes fast.
I was here a few minutes ago. And I'm going around the other side. Singhmara said in his class, he said to his godbrothers, we're in the autumn season of our age now. So you think you're kids now, you're actually souls. But your soul's in kids' bodies. But very quickly, you'll be youth body. Many of you are turning into youth already. And then you'll be middle age, then you'll be old age, and then you pass another body. Of course, all of you will get a spiritual body in your next life. Confirmed. Okay, we'll take a shloka from the Bhagavatam now. One from the Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam verse. Okay, Prekishori.
Prayena paisha sabya kala vajnin yuge janaha mandaha sumanda natayo manda bhagya upadidaha.
It says that in this age of Kali, men are unlucky, misguided. Quarrelsome, unlucky, misguided.
And unlucky, misguided, and above
all. Always disturbed.
Always disturbed. Very good. Now we'll hear a little tune on the ukulele from Avantika. Sing us a song.
A song?
Come on, sing a little song and play the ukulele.
Should I play
first? One, two, yeah. One, two, three, four. Come on.
The one yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare,
Hare,
Hare,
Hare,
Hare,
Hare,
Hare,
Hare,
Hare,
Hare,
Hare,
Hare,
Hare,
Hare,
chalk? Do we have chalk?
Sunday school teachers.
Okay. How many demons did Krishna kill?
A lot.
A lot.
Okay, give me five of them.
Putana.
Dainavarasura.
Akasura.
Akasura.
Putana. Dainavarasura. Dainavarasura.
Going to
no one talking?
After this doctor went to different places, they were going to the wrestling match. And Kamsa thought that he should kill them before they even got there. He didn't want to take any chances. So he got denied all chances for William Peter. And he put him outside the gate of the wrestling arena. And then when Krishna came over there, he first saw him. And then in front of all the cowherdmen and all his rope and everybody, he killed the elephant with the horn. He got the horns, the tusks of the elephant, and he went into Balaram and Krishna went into the arena with the tusks.
Let's hear for Balaram. So let's see the elephant.
Almost
there. Stand back. We want to see the elephant.
Yeah.
Let's see, let's see.
I can't do the body part.
Very good. Give her a hand for the elephant. Who else, what other artists we have in here? Who else is in here?
Sweka.
Where's Sweka?
Sweka,
get up here.
Oh, I'm not that good.
We don't want good, we just want devotional. So, very good elephant. You need some ears though.
Let's Sweka.
Okay, okay. Sweka, what do you want to draw? Krishna? Okay, what demon do you want to hear about next?
Agasura.
Draw Agasura, but I want bigger. We need bigger demons. These demons were big. Come on, Agasura. Who knows the story of Agasura? Come on. You do? Okay, you do the next one. Come on up here, everyone quiet. Quiet enough, I'm going to have Avantika sing a song about Agasura after he's done. And she's going to make it up from scratch, if you're quiet.
He wasn't.
That's good, it was just to be quiet.
What?
Okay, go ahead, tell the story of Agasura. Everybody quiet. No talking. Dead quiet.
So, Agasura was a demon that Kamsa conquered and served Kamsa's like a servant. And so, after a lot of demons were killed, Kamsa sent Agasura to go and kill Krishna. And Agasura was also burning from revenge because his sister Putna and his brother Bakasura were also killed. So Agasura took the form of a snake and lay down as if he was a long mountain cave. And he opened his jaw wide and let his tongue roll out. So it looked like there was a path, and then it was like a natural mountain cave. So the Gopas decided to explore it because they'd never seen it. And they thought that even if it's dangerous, it's going to save us. And so they went inside. And after some time, Krishna realized there was not even Agasura. So he went inside to save them. And so what Krishna did was he went inside the mouth. Agasura closed his mouth, and he expanded until Agasura suffocated, and then he tore through his head, and then let his revive his friends, and that's how Agasura died.
Agasura went outside. When Agasura burst out of his head, he waited outside the snake until Krishna came back out, and then so everybody could see. Then the soul of Agasura merged into the body of Krishna. Let's hear it for him. Okay, now for the picture of Sweka's picture. Now, because everybody was quiet, what we want is a spontaneous song about Agasura. All you have to do is come up with at least two lines about the saga of Krishna killing Agasura. We want to hear it on the ukulele.
Okay.
Now, if she comes up with some lyric partway and you think of a better word to help her out, then you help her with the lyric. We're going to get a few lyrics out of this. We're going to have a song about Agasura.
Agasura was a snake.
Get a snake. that she puts her so I can sing it.
Okay.
Go up there. Here. Here's our scribe. We've got a scribe here. Okay, let's hear the lyrics. Say it again. Say it again.
Agasura was a snake.
Unlike Kalia.
But unlike Kalia, he was from a lake.
No.
And then, he wanted to eat Krishna and the cowherd boys. Just like a baby plays with toys.
Okay, what is it? Agasura was a snake. Unlike Kalia from a lake.
Who was from a lake?
Who was from a lake.
And he wanted to eat Krishna and the cowherd boys. Just like a baby plays with toys.
Okay.
Babies like to eat toys.
Just like
the next line, did you get the next line?
No, we won't.
Give her the next line.
Can I change it? Okay.
Yeah.
Agasura, like a cave, Agasura opened his mouth wide. But luckily for the cowherd boys, Krishna was on their side.
Oh! Thank you.
Okay. So we sang Hare Krishna. We heard Krishna's pastimes. We chanted some shlokas. We made a new song. We drew a few pictures. What more can we do, right?
Kirtan.
Kirtan. So, now it's 8 o'clock. So, do you all have to go to school?
No.
Okay, now everyone has to dream about Krishna killing Agasura, and that
and the song. Hey, Natchari Armarman.